Since last year, more than 1 million migrants have arrived in Greece. That's about 10% of the country's population. Most are on their way to Northern Europe, but the flow is being interrupted by countries building walls on their borders, leaving many migrants now stuck in Greece. Meanwhile, this month, the EU started sending new migrants back to Turkey as part of an agreement to deal with the migrant crisis. Joining us now from Athens is Yorgos Kiritsis, who is with the Greek Refugee Crisis Management Coordinating Group. Welcome to Here and Now.
Hello.
And first of all, what is the situation for people who are stuck in Greece right now? How many are there? How many migrants are unable to continue along their journey to often Germany or Sweden or other countries?
There are some 50,000 people trapped in mainland Greece who cannot travel to the northern European countries, and they say they want to go there, but they cannot, so they are here. We are trying to shelter them and feed them, but the situation is far from adequate.
And how many of them will be sent to Turkey under the new agreement that's been worked out?
No, these people are not in the EU-Turkey agreement.
Why not?
These were people who were trapped in Greece after the close of the northern border some 10 days, 15 days earlier.
So they got in before the agreement was reached.
Yeah. So these people can apply for asylum. They can apply for relocation to other European countries if the other European countries accept them, or they can go back to Turkey.
But at the moment, they are where in Greece? Are they in Athens? Are they in other cities? Are they near the border?
They are in widespread. We have some 40 facilities from Athens and to the north.
And what kind of housing and food and health care are they getting at this moment?
At this point, I must admit it's more or less rudimental. I mean, we are in phase one, in which we want to provide a shelter, let's say a tent, with a chemical toilet and 3 meals per day per person. We have some facilities that are more decent, but we are not happy about the general situation. I mean, most of the people are in tented camps, which were set up by the armed forces, but it's not adequate for a long stay.
How many of them do you think will be living in Greece for the rest of their lives, will not be able to move on to other countries? And what can those people do for work and other things?
Look, we cannot say right now because the European countries, they have committed themselves to relocate from Greece some 66,000 people. They're not doing it so far. I don't think that it will be 100% relocation. I think that a significant number of the people who are currently in Greece are going to remain and integrate with the Greek society.
Meanwhile, I assume that the flow of migrants has not stopped coming into the Greek island of Lesbos and other places. What's happening with those people?
As a matter of fact, after the EU-Turkey agreement, the flows from the Turkish coast to the Greek islands is significantly lower so far.
And the people that are being sent back to Turkey, how are they reacting to that?
So far, there was not any trouble with the people who were sent back because almost all of them were people who didn't apply for asylum, so they knew they would be sent back.
What do you think about the countries that border Greece and that are near Greece that have been putting up fences and walls to keep the migrants out of their countries?
Yes. This is the Fortress Europe concept, which is an appalling thing. I think that Europe has to have one solid policy against the refugee crisis and not letting Greece and Italy, which are the transit countries, to suffer and make the refugees suffer. Practically no one who is traveling through Greece or through Italy wants to stay here or there. Almost everybody wants to go to countries like Germany and rich countries of the north.
And you think that's just because they don't think they can get jobs if they stay in Greece or Italy?
I cannot say, because they have fled war, they are traumatized, they have an image, an opinion about the Northern Europe, which is something like heaven. I don't know how they think. But on the other hand, we know that they know that Greece is a very poor country right now. We are under a severe, a barbarous austerity program for 6 years that has shred to pieces the public sector, which is underfunded. So we are facing major problems, and the refugees can realize that.
Has there been any talk along the way of Europe offering some kind of debt forgiveness to Greece in exchange for the work that Greece is doing to care for the migrants that are stuck there?
No, they have never said anything like that. What they did is that they sealed our borders, and that was all.
Because this is costing Greece a lot of money, I would assume, having to take care of these migrants.
Yes, but we cannot accept the way of thinking, which is pay us for sheltering the refugees, because this would be immoral. But the truth is that Greece right now has great difficulties to shelter and feed and accommodate all these people. This is true.
I was in Greece last summer, and one of the feelings that I got from the people that I was speaking to there was that they were actually quite welcoming to the migrants, although they knew that many of the migrants were moving on and going to other countries. They were just stopping in Greece for a short period of time. Now that it appears that many more are stuck in Greece, have people's attitudes changed about them? Are the Greek people still as welcoming of the migrants as they once were?
We are afraid that at some point things might change, because if you have a small town of 5,000 people and you have a facility of 5,000 people next to it, then, you know, and the conservative people are getting a little jumpy. But in Greece, we have a tradition of hospitality, and also we know that we are a country that knows about being a refugee and being an immigrant. So this both attitudes working together.
Do you think that Europe ought to be doing more in Syria to fix the problems there, to stop the flow of migrants out of that country?
I think that the countries that have started the wars in the area have to figure out a way to stop it.
Which countries are you talking about?
I think that the Western countries in general have played a significant part of destabilizing the whole area for a number of years. I don't want to name countries, because I think that it should be a collective effort to stop the war, because Greece is not a country that has the means or the power or the influence to stop the war.
As you look at this crisis and you compare it to the debt crisis that was very difficult and is still very difficult for Europe, do you think that this crisis has an ability to break up Europe that the debt crisis did not?
Yes, I can. We have an example. I mean, this weekend there was a presidential election in Austria. The extreme far right practically won the election. Why did that happen? Because of the fact that the democratic powers, the center powers and the center left powers and the center right powers in Austria adopted an anti-refugee and anti-Islam narrative. They did that, so they opened the door to the xenophobic far right. This is very, very dangerous for Europe.
That's Yorgos Kiritsis, who is a spokesperson for the Greek Refugee Crisis Management Coordinating Body. Mr. Kiritsis, thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Cheers.